Today on Gardening in a Minute, chicken tractors. While the term chicken tractor might conjure up strange images, it's basically just a mobile coop for backyard chickens. Much like us, chickens benefit from fresh air and exercise. A chicken tractor lets the birds enjoy these benefits while still keeping them safe from predators. You can move these floorless coops around the garden, allowing your chickens to scratch for insects. The chickens will also incorporate their waste into the soil, serving as a natural fertilizer. Build your chicken tractor using one of many plans available online. Most have a wooden framework and wire mesh walls, and they often include wheels to make moving the tractor easier. Be sure to pick a design that's the right size for your flock. You'll need at least 3 square feet per chicken. For more information about backyard chickens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, overseeding your lawn for winter. Would you like your lawn to look green for the winter? Try overseeding. It's when you plant a temporary grass to provide a green lawn all winter. North and Central Florida lawns are good candidates for overseeding. South Florida lawns won't need it, as they typically stay green all year. Ryegrass is popular for overseeding because of its fast growth and low cost. Ryegrass should be sown once daytime highs have fallen to the low to mid-70s. Rake your grass to remove all debris, then mow your lawn before sowing the seed. You'll need to water your overseeded lawn frequently until it is germinated. Once the winter lawn is established, it will require watering, mowing, and fertilizing. Grasses used for overseeding will die off as temperatures rise in the spring. For more information on overseeding and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pink flamingos. Like garden gnomes, plastic pink flamingos are one of the most recognizable lawn ornaments in American yards. And just like gnomes, most gardeners either love them or hate them. The original pair of plastic flamingos was designed by Don Featherstone in 1957, and it's estimated that more than 20 million of them have been produced since then. In recent years, large groups of flamingos have been popping up on lawns. These flockings are often done in conjunction with a fundraising campaign or to commemorate a big event. But the fate of the original plastic flamingo is in question, since the factory that makes them stopped production in 2006. If plastic flamingos go extinct, that leaves the garden gnome to take over the title of most kitschy lawn ornament. For more information about yard art and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the effect of nitrogen on water quality. Nitrogen is a part of many fertilizers and is important for plant nutrition, but if fertilizers are misused, irrigation water or rain can carry excess nitrogen away from the landscape and potentially into nearby water bodies. Too much nitrogen in lakes and streams can cause an overgrowth of algae and other plants. Over time, the plants will deplete the oxygen levels in the water, which can trigger fish kills. Excess nitrates can also leach through the soil and may ultimately end up in our groundwater. By fertilizing responsibly, you can help protect Florida's water quality for future generations. Fertilize only when your plants are actively growing and always follow University of Florida guidelines for when and how much to fertilize. For more information about protecting water quality and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, microclimates. Have you ever noticed an especially cold or warm spot in your landscape? Microclimates are just what they sound like, small areas with slight variations in the weather. Pay attention to the microclimates in your landscape so you can choose the plants most likely to thrive there. The southeastern side of your home is usually the warmest spot for cold, tender plants, while low and north-facing areas tend to be a little colder and more humid. A fence will help block cold or drying winds, and trees can trap heat under their canopies and ward off frost. Remember that microclimates come and go as the sun shifts with the seasons, so look for microclimates in your landscape and use them to your advantage. For more information about microclimates and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.